Turning to sports on KNKX, the Seahawks play the Eagles in Philadelphia on Sunday afternoon in a wild card playoff matchup. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about the game and what led up to it. Art, before we talk about this weekend's matchup, let's talk about what happened last Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers with that no pass interference call at the goal line at the end of the game.
Ah, I can see that you pulled out patches of your hair too.
Yes. Huh?
The call denied a first down for the Seahawks at the one, and it was, to my mind, and I think to a lot of Seahawks fans' minds, a terrible call. And Pete Carroll this week confirmed the fact that they blew it. He, in talking to the game officials, felt like they should have probably called it, and the review officials in New York probably should have called it. And again, this is based on his conversations. He didn't say that the NFL formally came out and said we blew it, but he did make it clear that neither the game officials felt like they wanted to make that call and relied on the video replay people in New York. And they didn't want to make that call to decide an important game such as the NFC West Championship. But that was why the rule was put in last year, because of the controversy around the Saints-Rams playoff game. They wanted to have a second look at all plays in the final 2 minutes that were that influential. And so the rule was set up for this, and then they didn't follow it because they missed an important call. And so there's a lot of angst, and the NFL is going to have to revisit this again.
They're taking all of this into their game Sunday, the wild card playoff game against the Eagles in Philadelphia. Back when the two teams met in November, the Seahawks won 17-9, but it's safe to say neither is the same team.
Right. There's been so many injuries on both sides because it's just, it's football. And it's really hurt the Eagles among their wide receiving core. DeSean Jackson, Nelson Aguilar were really top receivers, and they're out. And now the Seahawks, of course, were hurt at running back, where they lost Chris Carson, they lost Rashad Penny and C.J. Procise, and, of course, added Marshawn Lynch.
Right.
And that's the kind of problem you have at the end of a regular season. The attrition is very, very high on all teams, and it's mostly in the playoffs about survival.
Well, speaking of running backs, let's talk about the return of Marshawn Lynch.
Well, it went well. I think that Marshawn did very well to get 34 yards and 12 carries. It wasn't a big number, but it was sufficient, I think, to keep the Seahawks in the game against San Francisco. They lost by really about an inch, and I think it's going to be sufficient to keep them in the game against the Eagles, and I think they're going to prevail. Marshawn had 34 yards and 12 carries. Travis Homer, the rookie sixth-round draft pick from Miami, had 62 yards and 10 carries, and that really was quite a production from a group that wasn't in anybody's radar at the beginning or middle or nearly the end of the season. So I think that's going to be a great development for the Seahawks, and I think the running game is what's going to make the difference for the Seahawks, because Homer and Lynch proved up to the task. The Eagles are hurting on defense as well as offense, and I think that's enough for the Seahawks to prevail 23-21.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.